getting all primed and ready. And I hear some shuffling backstage, and we ought to have a little action any minute. They're ready.
Sing a song for you, and then they're gonna bring back the cloggers again.
Can I turn over this way?
We're just trying to rearrange a little here.
Okay.
It's a song called Shoe Fly.
Want to start us off again?
This is the fun part about playing these things. Shoe fly wasn't at home. Ate a ball of shoe fly meat and left. Don't shoe fly the bone. Shoe fly, don't you bother me. Go away from here, shoe fly, I'm drunk as I can be. Beware, beware, that's what my mama said. Them buckboard back eat down in this poor feller's head. Shoe fly, don't you bother me. Go away from here, shoe fly, as drunk as I can be. Applejack and cinnamon beer, new molasses too. Stomach that is more than I can do. Shoe fly, don't you bother me. Go away from here, shoe fly, as drunk as I can be. Hit it, North. Come the cloggers again. Gonna do a tune called Dear Doctor.
It's Doctor, Doctor, please come quick. I swallowed my jaw and it's making me sick.
Hey, this is when we stop on everybody.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Somebody kick me. Thank you.
please come?
You had enough yet?
Yeah. Okay, let's go into Soldier Joy. Soldier Joy.
Have been conscious of how the children wind through the festival. This is how they learn. This is the folk way at work, passing on from one generation to another. We are very, very proud of this. Now let's welcome to the stage two important people, one from Windsor, one from Tallahassee. Dale is a biologist for the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Resources. Linda is executive director for the Governor's Council on Physical Fitness and both are fine musicians. They are modern-day troubadours carrying the message of environmentally endangered life and lands throughout the state. Don't miss their special slide presentation in the administration building in the AM and the PM. Let's welcome Dale Kreider and Linda Bittner.
Thank you. It's a treasure every year to see people at White Springs. We'd like to present an energy program, energy conservation. Have you heard that before? Well, you'll hear it a lot more. We'd like to sing an energy conservation song for you tonight and not do a whole lot of introduction. We have Sean Flynn from Micanopy, Florida, playing the dobro and switching off on the fiddle. And my new wife, Dr. Linda Bittner Kreider, playing the bass and singing.
Finally consented to marry me after all these years.
I wanted to make that correction for Cousin Selma. Linda's been directing the state's physical fitness program from Tallahassee, and you know how that goes. Nothing totally gets out throughout all the states, but we've been trying to use the music as a different approach to spreading the word about fitness, and we'd like to sing our most recently recorded song, Fitness is the Balance.
Fitness is balance, fitness is balance, fitness is the balance of this muscle, mind, and bone. Fitness is the balance of the body and the soul. Fitness is a challenge for exercising talents. Fitness is the balance of the body and the soul. So put your heart on line to start in the race for human challenge. Pump away both night and day for mind and body balance. Healthy is as healthy does, your health might slip away. And cheated heart too soon departs to an unsung hero's grave. Fitness is a balance of muscle, mind, and bone. Fitness is a balance of the body and the soul. Fitness is a challenge for exercising talents. Fitness is a balance of the body and the soul. Fitness is a balance of muscle, mind, and bone. Fitness is a balance of the body and the soul. Fitness is a challenge for exercising talents. Fitness is a balance of the body and the soul. Body and the soul. Body and the soul.
I think that group you just saw that came on before us really knew what physical fitness was. I think they were terrific.
And it sounded like you did too, by the way you were beating your hands together. So just keep it up if you want to. If it feels good to you, it does to us. We'd like to sing Black Gold, which is a song we recorded a few years ago and was on our Pioneer Ethics album. From the stored fossils of life, the earth brings people, and man came, and he tasted it all. So let the apostles preach a message they can teach about the people who's wasting the oil, which came from the sun. So we've tapped the mighty one for the energy to waste the land some more.
should we pump up the sea? Disguise reality and really make us dependent like Japan. And star our sardines in a can. Oh no. Then why are we doing in life? Blinded by space and by spice. A worm's in our core and it's drilling for more. And we're pouting and paying the price of gold. Black gold. People, got the oil. Then the oil got the people. When man came and he wasted the oil, and we find it in our soul, and we speed through about one more hole for the energy to change all the land. Yeah, it's come from the sun. About 4 million years ago, we topped the mighty one for the energy to change the land some more. And star like sardines from the core. We always make up a little bit. Oh no. Why are we doing in life? Blinded by space and by spice. A worm's in our core and it's drilling for more. And we're pouting and paying the price of gold. Black gold.
Thank you. We probably, no doubt, got a lot of people visiting in Florida today, maybe here across from across the Georgia line. But the image of Florida is so great throughout the United States and abroad that even if we were to start unselling the state, we would still fill up with people like we're supposed to do, like double or triple the population in the next 20, 25 years. I went down to St. Petersburg one time, and I thought of all those people that worked on the assembly line up north and retired to Florida. We wrote a song called The Stainless Steel Palm Trees that we'd like to do for you. It kind of tells what it's like, maybe, to pull up all your roots and bring your little tiny, shrinking retirement ticket to Florida with a moving van with all your home earnings and Sears and Roebuck furniture. And find out that the taxes are going up and up and up and up, and everything is having to be more and more artificial every day. So we'll do a little stainless steel palm tree. I was making breaking time on an old assembly line, steaming for my pay, dreaming of the day. When lots will be mine, with my old retirement blind. Well, I'll grow my leisure living by the hour. Ain't natural down in Florida like a flower. But the phony advertisement in my news just gave another Yankee fella Florida blues. Yo, I've been influenced by the years of my career, punching out those techniques from factories with a tunnel vision pier. But my smokestack's tooting moving van,
They'll take me on a trip down south, make me a leisure man, and I'll disconnect dependence from the land. And bogeyed, I'd punch the clock, and it made me a no-lo man, blowing down in Florida like the breeze, along with factory flowers and stainless steel palm trees. For Mr. Sean Flynn on Dojo. Thank you. I bought my home in Florida, the one I could afford. It was a mobile home down by the water, but I had my own shuffleboard. Without attention to my pension plan, my taxes tripled by the time I paid off my moving van. Now I'm another real estate man needing cash. I gotta pay those high taxes, and I gotta buy some Arab gas. I'm blowing down in Florida like the breeze, along with factory flowers and stainless steel palm trees. Oh, stainless steel palm trees. Oh, stainless steel palm trees.
Thank you. I wondered when I was coming up that interstate out there today from Gainesville if there would be a good crowd here that would take the liberty to use the energy to come over here and enjoy White Springs once again, and I'm glad you did. I think we've got energy to utilize in order to cultivate the very artistic talents of the state of Florida, and certainly the arts and crafts that are going to help point a better way to the future in dealing with a natural resources problem that's facing all of us, not only from the standpoint of fossil fuel energy, but thinking in terms of how to utilize the landscape of Florida to its best advantage, because that's the best advantage to wildlife as well as people. The bald eagle needs the same kind of quality habitat and water to survive in Florida as you do. And your life is very much connected to that of the bald eagle. And we'd like to sing this song because it's meaningful, and it talks about the symbol of a nation that's trying to make a change right now, trying to make a change, and a lot of us are caught in a machine. But the bald eagle flies high over Florida, and it's healthier than ever before. And it shows that a species can have a real problem and still come back and survive and see a better future than it had in the short distant past. So that's what's happened to people, and I think the arts and crafts and the very kind of people that help support White Springs and make it happen every year are the kind of people that have the sideways sort of thought. Someone gave me that today. Toward the future. And I'm glad that you came and used that much energy, whatever it might have cost you.
Under the southern bald eagle, with searching, sobering eyes, America stands for the challenge at hand, and a wilderness tries to survive. A wilderness tries to survive. Consider a species in danger. It's a sight of our symbol so rare. It's a part of this nation's best bone and body, the bald eagle high in the air. No gold or silver can compare. Under the southern bald eagle, with searching, sobering eyes,
America stands for the challenge at hand, and a wilderness tries to survive. A wilderness tries to survive.
You know, an eagle is a friend to all creatures. Over a wilderness which bears so many kinds, and it's under the southern bald eagle that we could be changing our minds about the air where the symbol is flying. And the wilderness where the eagle is crying, under the southern bald eagle, searching southern eyes. America stands for the challenge at hand, and a wilderness tries to survive. A wilderness tries to survive.
We'll put on our multimedia program about endangered species and a physical fitness life here in the state tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock up in the administrative auditorium on top of the hill. We're just pickers. We're picking for the steady state. Draw the line, Georgia line. Puzzle Florida, she's unloaded at her loading gate. Level off, we still got time.
No lose, low energy cruise, paying dues for the sun we use.
Level off
and try to concentrate on a lifestyle in this steady state. Let it be the theme of the sand.
While our peaks are planing at the steady state, draw the line, the Georgia line. Because old Florida's loaded at her loading gate, we've got time to draw the line.
No lose, low energy cruise, paying dues for the sun we use.
Level off
and try to concentrate on lifestyle in this steady state. Let it be the theme of the sand.
Let it be the theme of the sand. It's been good being here tonight. And we've got albums for sale if anybody wants any out behind. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I hope you'll go up to the ad building tomorrow, the auditorium, and see what they have to say in their film and music program there. For several years now, well, at least two, we've been trying to lure the next musician up to the banks of the Suwannee River, and for one reason or the other, he couldn't make it. He's here. We're delighted, and so is he. He plays classical nylon string guitar, Hawaiian guitar, and 12-string guitar. He's been playing for 16 years. He must have started when he was sitting in his mother's lap. But here is Sean Foster from Cocoa Beach.
I'll just be a second here. I didn't get a chance to bring my 12-string tonight, but I'm sure you're going to bring it tomorrow. But I've got my dobro tonight. This one I got up in Davenport, Iowa in 1973. This particular one was made in 1926. It was sitting on a farm for about 35 years. And it's got a Hawaiian sunset on the back and the mountains and a canoe and everything. And then I bet you're wondering if I can play it. Well, I guess I better get down and show you if I can. The first song I'm going to do for you on this is it's an old traditional country song, and it's called John Henry, Still Driving Man. Thank you very much, everybody. Well, I guess I did learn how to play, didn't I? This next one kind of goes back to the 30s and 40s, and it's kind of done in a bebop, the old bebop style, you know? And this is getting down in the swamps now. We're really getting down on this song, and it's called the Swamp Skunk Boogie. Thank you. like to do something, do something completely different for you now. When I was really young, I studied the Spanish guitar, flamenco guitar, for some years. And about 2 years back, I had an opportunity to do a soundtrack for a documentary that was right up that alley on Spanish horses. And the name of the documentary was called Fistful of Wind, and the songs I wrote were called The Hooves of Andalusia Suite. This song, try to picture in your mind about 1,000 horses running as fast as they can, and a large herd, and the sounds of their hooves as they're running. And this is called The Hooves of Andalusia Suite. I know I got somebody on my side out there.